Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
Snowball, we need your help to get out of the cave. Couldn't you use your ginormous tail to smash a bigger hole?
Oh, my beautiful, perfect boy was spooning me.
And Darcy,
my heart can grow so big.
I know. And as all this is happening, I transform into a giant mole.
So what's a good form for me to take? A big chipmunk?
All of the scorpions are launching into the air, and the black mass is forming outside the cave.
Bazooka.
Nothing happens.
Kazuba.
Do you need help, Defender?
Black metal plate armor clanks down all over Glatt's body.
Don't worry, everyone. I know what to do.
And fire that hits the hole, and you see it like start to enlarge as the cave begins to collapse all around you.
I transform into a huge grizzly bear.
Now call.
Call who?
Call everyone who must answer you.
You hear it answer. A pack of giant werewolves off in the distance, but also some kind of burrowing creature responding to your call. And Snowball bows his head to you. There's a blinding white light emanating from the cave and growing brighter and brighter. And at its center is Darcy. And Darcy is rapidly changing between different wereforms. And the necklace around her neck that she'd almost grown to forget about is emitting this sound and this light that is getting brighter and brighter. And suddenly there's almost an explosion of light outward, and it freezes everything. You see, Darcy, all the animals and the were creatures and all the magical beings gathering and bowing their heads towards you. And then there's a presence that you haven't felt in a very long time. And she steps forward and reaches a finger out to touch your forehead and says one word.
Muffins. Of course it is.
Darcy, I want you to take us back to the first moment and realization that you were different. Where was that?
I was at school out in the schoolyard. And one of the boys was bullying me, and then when he pushed me down to the ground, I realized that there was something going on inside me that was something I couldn't understand, and the hair stood up on my arms and started to stand up on my head too, and my eyes went all dark and violet, and the boy backed away from me, and everyone else did too.
Whoa, what's going on? Oh, you crying? You gonna cry, little girl?
Shut up! I'm not crying.
What's happening with your eyes?
What do you mean?
What's happening with your skin?
Go away! Nothing's happening with me. You're just being mean.
Okay, I didn't mean to do nothing.
Just get away! Get away!
Okay. Don't hurt me.
Don't ever come near me again.
What's happening to Darcy over there?
I don't know. Something's creepy. Oh. Something's wrong.
Just everyone, run away from Darcy.
It's the bran muffins. She's having some sort of reaction to the bran muffins. We can't have bran muffins in the school anymore.
Oh, no. just anyone,
Mrs. Fecklestein, you are supposed to freak out like us kids.
I wasn't trained for any of this. I'm just supposed to teach you kids enough basic math to get you through a lower level of the employment rung. But I'm not trained for this. No more bran muffins. Run from the one child who's different than the rest of us children. Run for your life!
End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Marisa King, Michael Howie, and Carter Siddle. Episode 54, Times Change.
Okay, so where is Darcy? It's high school, it's the first big dance. Sweet 16 dance. Where is Darcy?
At home.
Okay. Is Darcy alone at home?
No, with her parents.
Okay, and both parents are still alive?
Yes.
And they are named?
Roberta and Edward.
Okay.
I just think that she needs more friends. What was my partner's name that was just said? Edward? I just want her to have more friends. That's all I'm saying, Edward.
Well, I'd like to ensure that she has a good job. And if she's studying, that's all that's really important.
But is she studying? And what's the point of having a good job if you're not able to connect with anyone and come together as a family like we did?
Are you talking about me again?
Well, of course we're not talking about you, darling.
You're talking about me, aren't you?
Well, we're maybe talking around about you, but it's because we love you so much and I'd just like to see you go and participate.
Why?
In school things.
What has participation ever got me?
Well, that's how I met your father.
Yeah. We participated in things together.
We were great at our spring formal performance. It's when I fell in love.
Well, I don't need to fall in love. I'm perfectly fine upstairs reading my book.
Well, that's what you think now, but someday you'll be all alone and wish you had gone to this dance.
That won't happen.
My goodness, I just don't know how to talk to you anymore.
You've upset your mother. Now let's just sit down like a family and hash this through with a good old-fashioned plate of bran muffins.
I'm going out.
Oh, I forgot.
You can talk about me all you want now.
That was a trigger for you. That's on me, honey. I'm sorry.
I think it's good, though, that you pointed that out and that you learned from your experience, and maybe you can support her in better ways. Fortunately, I've always been a perfect mother and never done anything wrong, and that's why Darcy is taking after you and being such a rapscallion.
Well, she left. Maybe she's participating in something.
Well, that's a good point.
As you go outside and just sit
on the... I think I see the reason why Darcy's messed up.
As you go outside, Darcy, and sit on the front steps, you hear a clop of a hoof, and you hear a psst from the bushes, and you think it might be your centaur friend, Paul.
Paul, is that you?
What? No.
Well, who's there then?
Oh, it's me. It's Paul.
Well, then why didn't you just say it was you?
I'm just embarrassed. I couldn't get up the courage to knock on the door.
Well, why are you even here? Why aren't you at the dance?
He steps out, brushing his... I don't know what a centaur does to awkwardly brush their feet on the ground, but that's what he does.
They maybe stamp their feet.
Stamps his feet. I don't know. I feel weird, you know? I don't know. I didn't want to go to the dance.
Yeah, well, trust me. I know how you feel. Dances are stupid anyway.
Yeah, they are.
There's just going to be, like, Chad and Brittany there anyway.
Yeah. Probably going to be prom king and queen or whatever.
Yeah, of course they are. Everyone's going to vote for them.
Yeah, I just wanted to hang with you, you know?
Well,
I sort of.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My mom and dad are... you know, trying to figure out how to fix me in there, so I'd rather be anywhere but there.
Hey, you want to go to the park, or we could go, like, sneak around after curfew and hide from the centurions?
Well, that's always good, yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right, cool. And you guys walk off.
Honey, are you outside participating in something? Honey!
I told you she's probably just off reading somewhere.
Well, reading outside, does that count as participating in something? I mean, she's not in the house.
But is she with another person, or is she just reading by herself under a tree again?
Do the other people in the book count?
Well, I suppose it depends on what kind of book. Is it fiction or non?
Well, it's still people either way.
Yes, but some of them are long-dead historic figures, and I don't know that you could really be friends with a long-dead historic figure, perhaps the same way you could be with a fantasy character.
Flashing lights as a car comes to a stop.
What's
that? An officer gets out. We've had reports of a domestic situation.
I have no idea, Officer Centurion.
I knew that participating in things would get us in trouble eventually.
I'm going to need you to take down your names.
My name's,
This is my wife, Roberta, who has a very, very short memory.
Yes, and my husband, Edward. I did not forget.
Do you realize it's after curfew and you're standing out in front of your house shouting? That's, against the law.
Well, we're not outside of the house. We just have the house door open and, the volume spread. We're very sorry, officer.
All right, well, just don't let it happen again, okay?
Of course, of course.
Surely, we'll just go back into our house where our daughter also is because she wouldn't be outside after curfew. No, sir.
No, especially not by herself, not participating.
Okay, good. That checks. Perfect.
Well, thank you again, officer.
You have to close the door.
Okay. Closing the door. Do you think he knows that we weren't telling the truth to him?
No, I think we covered it up pretty good.
You might want to close not the screen door, but the main door.
Yes, we'll just...
Good eye, officer. Good eye.
And then we'll just close that and click.
Man, the shift's never going to end.
Oh, right. Well, here comes another mark. We'll get this one good.
Good, boss. Good. A mark, a victim, yeah. Someone that we can con or get money from in an illegal fashion.
Absolutely. And we're also looking, though, to get signatures on this petition, remember. The petition. The petition is the important thing. If they can give us money, we'll take it. But we need signatures.
Signatures, and then we can have the new community center built. Where
exactly.
All new marks will come in, thinking they can participate in things.
Yes.
But instead, we'll cheat them out of their hard-earned loot.
And we'll get to watch all the children enjoy the new playground.
That too. Oh, joy.
Mm-hmm. I told you this pivot into community building was going to be good for you and me.
I enjoy not just being a taker in society, but a giver as well.
We hear laughter as Paul the Centaur comes to a sudden stop, out of breath. That was awesome, Darcy.
That was hilarious. I can't believe you threw that rock in his head.
Oh, yeah.
Stand down, citizen, stand down.
I think I am having a short circuit. Ah, so great. Oh my God, my parents will be so mad at me.
Oh no, I said I'd have you back by 9. It's 9.
What? Oh, well, okay. Well, remember to bring me those centaur pants you promised me that you would.
I actually brought them.
You did?
I did. Look,
that's so cool.
Look, we can cut through this alley and we can get home faster.
Okay, sounds good. That's a good idea. Let's go.
Okay.
Here come two now.
Wait, there might be 3 of them. I see 6 pairs of legs.
You gotta stop counting legs and start counting eyes.
Eyes. That's the trick. Eyes.
Excuse me, we gotta get past.
Hold on. Where are you two running off to?
What does it matter to you?
But, well, you see, there's a current
Darcy.
Need in this community.
Darcy, it's gnomes.
What?
No, gnomes. You shouldn't talk to gnomes in alleys.
Hey, we're just trying to do good for the children here.
Don't you care about the community? Or is that just for us G-gnomes here to worry about?
We want 2 slides at the new playground, and that's not going to happen unless we get enough signatures on this here petition.
This is really dangerous, Darcy.
What are you talking about?
I've got a pen here somewhere. Where's
it's one thing for us to like take on Centurions, but gnomes? Wait.
They've got a petition. How threatening can that be?
Looking for donations. So how much cash do you kids got on you?
All the wanted posters? The Emperor? Like, this is sedition.
What do you mean? So what do we do?
We have to go. We're not signing anything.
Don't push past me. That's I just want his signature. That's all.
Hey, listen. Let my buddy go.
No, I just here. Just take this and sign it. You can use your hoof or whatever.
Stop it! Don't
make me sign it.
Stop it!
No,
Timmy, Timmy, leave him alone!
And suddenly I have hair all over my body and my eyes have got really big and my nose has got a little bit longer and I've become a bit taller.
Oh, okay. Hey, look, no, we don't need none of that trouble. We just want to help the kids out.
Get out of here.
This way, quick.
That one was an animal at the back and now that one's an animal at the front.
What?
Jeez it.
That was an out of character one because I had no idea what the hell you just said.
I got a horse body at the back, and then her face was changing.
Paul, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I didn't know anything about gnomes. I'm sorry. You look really freaked out.
No, I'm fine. Everything's good.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, do you want me to walk you home?
No, I'm okay. Here's the pants.
Well, thank you. Do you want to do something tomorrow?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. I'll call me or come to the house. I have to go.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye, Paul.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers.
Hi, everybody. It's Eli here with the mid-roll announcements this time around. Perhaps you guessed by the resonant tones in the intro and outro. That was recorded during my bout with COVID. That was great fun. Sean brought it home from a convention. Be careful at conventions. Oh man. We're vaccinated, so it did not take us out completely, but it did suck. It was a bad cold-ish in its scope, but we've been isolating and trying to take it easy, and now we're digging out from under a big old backlog of stuff, including this episode, which is a couple days late. Do forgive us. In the meantime, we've got some bonuses on the way. There is a End of Time of and Other Bothers music breakdown for episode 47, the Battle of Phaeton. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. And now that Sean and I are better, we're going to reconvene the table, get everyone back in here, and record more new episodes. Episode 55 is already in the can. And if you thought this episode was pretty wackety, episode 55, it goes places. And I will say no more than that. Meanwhile, let's get on with the show.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
I think it's like that thing that like you want to talk about but you can't talk about, like.
Oh, so it's taboo. Like, this is not something that you can mention in polite society.
Are you guys talking about Morgu?
Cheryl! Oh, Cheryl!
What's wrong?
Sorry. Hi, Brittany. I thought you were Cheryl.
Oh, you always get me confused with Cheryl. That's Cheryl.
Hi.
Hey, Cheryl. Hey, you can't just go around blasting that name. We're trying to, like, you know, create a movement here.
A movement?
What?
You know, a sense of mystery, a mystique.
Okay, well, you could just say, like, Morgu. Isn't that mysterious?
Well, it's more mysterious if we don't say it at all.
Well, then how are they going to know you're talking about Morgu?
Now, what if we just pretend that we don't care and we say, Morgu, whatever.
Like we do with everything else.
Yeah.
Let me try.
Okay.
Hey, do you care about Morgu?
Why would I care about Morgu?
See, you seem so cool when you just did that.
Yeah, it worked?
Yeah.
Okay. Like I care about my parents.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, yeah. So cool. Yeah. Wait. Now try it with this beret on.
Oh, can I put it a little?
Oh, you got it. Yeah, a little askew.
Yeah, I'm not into Morgu.
Oh, wow. It just makes me want to worship her more.
Oh, I need to get a Morgu tattoo.
Yes.
Let's go get Morgu tattoos,
okay,
guys.
But like, we got to do them in a way that like says we're like not really into her. Like,
an ironic Morgu tattoo.
Like, I'm over this.
You're so over it's in the past, and that's how we bring it into the current.
So are you saying we can't use the t-shirts I made them? Because look, they say, I want more of Morgu. But is that too, like, into her? Do we have to back that off?
I don't know. It is a little,
I thought
like,
it was catchy.
I want less of more of goo?
More goo? Question
mark? And it's like
mark?
A question.
Okay,
wait.
I want more of more goo. Like, I want
more of goo.
More of goo.
Oh, that's it.
More of goo.
Like, the last thing you should do is, like, go to Patreon. It's so stupid.
Yeah, I just, you know that you can go to otherbothers.com, too, but that's real old school.
Oh, that's like, you'd have to use a website.
Yeah,
like,
most people are so beyond just going on the web and getting involved.
Flying into the People's Museum of Culture and Prosperity. There are people lined up for tickets. A bus is offloading a lot of children that are coming in. And we go through a door into a more dingy hallway to a waiting room. And a young man steps forward and says,
Is there Darcy here? Mr. Sootweather will see you for the interview.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, just want to come here along this way.
Okay.
It's, interesting, dress choice for a job interview.
What's wrong with this? Do you have a dress code here?
Well, actually, yes.
That's once I'm employed, right?
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Well, then, what's your problem?
Well, I was just trying to be helpful. Sorry, didn't mean to,
Just take me to the interview.
Okay, it's right in here. Alright, well, do you have your resume with you?
Yep, here it is.
Crumpled up. Perfect.
Well, it just needs a little smoothing out.
Yeah, I see you are really good at holding in your thoughts.
Okay.
Darcy? Oh. I can't remember the name of your father, but he works here.
Okay.
You're Edward's daughter, are you?
Yep. Is that going to count against me?
No. Fine. All right, so talk to me about why you want to work at the People's Museum of Culture and Prosperity.
There aren't a lot of jobs out there, and I figure this is as good a place as any to get some experience. You know, my father seems to like it here.
Is there anything maybe at the museum that you, you know, have seen, or like, oh, that's something I'm interested in, or...
I like some of the displays, I guess. Some of those are kind of cool.
Which displays?
You know, just some of those artifacts you have around.
Oh, boy. Fine. So, we do have a position opening in the cafeteria, if you'd,
The cafeteria?
Yes, in the kitchen.
So, what, I'd be cooking, or...
Well, you'd be assisting, so maybe ladling out, you know, things, or...
Okay, I can ladle stuff, but, it's just that I can't serve muffins.
Why? Why do I do this job? Why? Fine.
I could serve most muffins, but particularly not bran muffins. I have an allergy. I have a bad allergy.
Right. Okay, I'll make note of that in your file.
Okay, cool.
Jerry, could you come in here, please, Jerry?
Hey, boss.
Yes, if you could please see, Miss Darcy.
Miss Darcy.
To the cafeteria to be fitted for an apron.
The apron.
Yeah, yes. And maybe some pants?
Yes, sir. Well, I think they're wearing pants, sir.
Some normal pants?
Normal for, yes, for us. Yes. For us humans who are normal.
Yes.
Yes.
You said that very strangely.
Well, no, I'm just remembering what's in the employee handbook. Sir.
You're a little short and you're a little...
Well, I don't know what you mean. I'm a little... What?
You don't have any... No, you wouldn't have any gnome.
No.
Okay, no. Right.
No, sir.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to ask.
No, it's okay. It's, you know, that's some of times really when you're a little bit, you're just a little, you don't want to know, I get it, that's funny.
Yeah.
But if you're a little bit, a little short, people assume that about you, and there's a lot of stereotypes, right. Sir.
So we wouldn't want to have, basically, a gnome working here in a government facility.
No, that would be unheard of, sir.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I would never, I would never succeed at this level like you if
what's
I were
sticking out of your pocket.
That, what? That's nothing. That's no paying any attention to that.
That was not a petition, was it?
No. Just I don't know anything about any gnomish petition rackets. That's
right.
And I haven't seen my brother in years.
I didn't.
So Miss Darcy, you wanted to see the cafeteria. I'm very happy to show it to you.
Is he gonna supervise me?
Sadly, no. I mean, for good, no. No,
he keeps making the same joke.
Hopefully he'll be able to see you to the cafeteria where he can get you some clothing to wear on your job, and a name tag would be...
Well, a name tag, we get to use the Name-inator.
Oh, that sounds cool.
The Name-inator is actually a really neat device that we found from a different culture long ago.
Jerry,
we don't talk about who's.
Jerry,
of course.
If you could walk and talk.
Oh, walk and talk. Okay, come with me. Follow me. Yeah. Okay. You're very tall, aren't you? Okay. Just this way.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Sitwell, for the job. I guess.
It's Sitweather.
Yeah.
That's not great on your first day.
No, it's true. I'm not great with names.
Well, that's okay.
Nancy, get me Edward, please.
Yes, sir. Right away. Which Edward would that be?
Edward.
Wow, we have many Edwards working
Edward in
here.
Accounting, whose daughter just came in here, who I promised. The one I play poker with, that I owe some money to.
Oh, Edward Kimball.
Yes.
Yes, I will get him right away.
Thank you, Nancy.
Hello?
No.
Hello?
No, Nancy, you're supposed to be getting Edward. Are you there, Nancy?
I'm so sorry. It's a new system. I'll get Edward
Kimball.
Yes. Right away.
Thank you.
From poker.
He's in accounting.
Okay, right. He's in accounting. Yes. Okay. Accounting is 341. Okay. 341. Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is this accounting?
This is accounting. How can I help you?
Okay. Great. I'm looking.
Do I have to hear this whole thing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll just
what?
Put
who's
you
that?
On. That's Mr. Sootweather.
Oh, Mr. Sootweather, I was hoping to get some of your time, sir. We need to have a conversation about the accounting system that we have in place. And you see, this fella here, he keeps seeming to think that he's going to get to tell me what to do, even though he's not the supervisor, Edward or something. And I think it's getting a little out of hand. He seems to think someone owes him somewhere. But I think that we've got a good system that we can improve upon. And if I could just get 2, 3, 4 hours of FaceTime with you at some point this week, I think we could really establish what we need.
Nancy, I'm still on hold. I can't hear anything. Is anything going on? Hello?
Nancy, is Mr. Sootweather hearing this?
Yeah, he heard it all, and we're going to pencil you in for an appointment. No problem. Can I please speak to Edward Kimball?
Edward Kimball, yes, just a moment.
Thank you.
What is up with the system?
Hi, Mr. Sootweather. Momentarily, we're going to have Edward Kimball on the phone for you, okay?
Yes, right. Thanks, Nancy.
Also, we need to give some time to Mr. Taylor in accounting.
Oh, no, I don't want to ever talk
concerns.
To... No, please do not.
Okay,
I don't want
to
talk
to Taylor. Okay, so I'll pencil him in for Wednesday.
No,
Wednesday
I don't...
Wednesday at 3.
Yes, okay.
Okay, excellent. Okay, one moment, please, Mr. Sootweather. Hello?
Hello, this is Edward Kimball.
Oh, good. Edward Kimball, I've got Mr. Sootweather on the line for you, please.
Oh, no, what have I done?
Well, I wouldn't know that, would I?
What, I'm back on hold. Why can't I not hear you?
Just a moment, I'm going to patch you through.
All right.
Okay, Mr. Sootweather, you're on with Mr. Kimball.
Thank you.
Hello,
thank
this you, is Edward. I enjoy participating in things.
Edward, it's George.
Oh, George, old man. How are you? Hope that I'm not in trouble for anything. Or
no, you're not in trouble for anything. I'm calling about the poker.
Oh, so instead of money, you were indeed able to hire my daughter for a...
Shh, don't say it on the line.
I'm sorry. I'm
right.
Paying me money for the illegal gambling we participated in.
Oh, that's better. Yes, so your daughter just stopped by. Just wanted to let you know for a position. And I got her a position in the cafeteria. A junior, mid-level, senior assistant.
So a ladler?
Yes.
I can't tell you what a load that is off my mind. Roberta and I, all we want is for Darcy to be participating in things. And finally, that's going to happen. George, I owe you.
No, please, we're even. And she'll be participating in 3 meals a day.
Mr. Sootweather, did you want me to stay on the line?
No, Nancy. In fact, why don't you get off the line and buy yourself something nice?
Oh, okay.
On
absolutely.
My card.
Why, thank you, Mr. Sootweather. I will certainly do that.
Yeah.
Mr. Sootweather, did you want me off the call too? Or is this just, you just don't want Nancy on anymore?
Hang this up. Hang it up. How do I hang this? Ugh.
Edward, is that you? Why did you call home?
Roberta, I didn't know I was trying to call home. I just heard a bunch of beeps and now I'm talking to you. But good news, Darcy is participating in things.
That's wonderful. It's all I ever wanted was for Darcy to participate.
She's a junior ladler here at the museum.
And before you know it, she'll fall in love and be taken care of forever, and her entire future will be laid out for her.
If only she'd wear normal pants. And have you noticed the weird bread muffin thing?
Yeah, I'm not sure when that started, really. Just sometime over her lifespan, she avoided the bran muffins.
Well, I suppose I should get back to work. I'm not sure why we're talking in the middle of the day.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking about the future, and the phone rang, and I heard some gentleman swearing a bunch, and then you were there.
Well, I think the future looks good.
Well, I do too, but I do have a question. Could you pick up some bread on the way home?
I suppose I could. That's not asking too much.
That's wonderful. We're really low on bread at home.
So, I'm just going to confirm. Bread? Darcy now has job?
Are you using the letterhead that my parents got us?
You know I am.
I'm so pleased. It just makes everything feel so much more formal.
Well, I enjoy looking formal here at my job as a junior accountant at the museum. Now, bran muffins? We'll circle back to that later, but I won't
forget
Edward.
The bread. Oh, oh.
I need you to look into something. There's been a strange increase in phone usage. I need you to track it down and figure out who's doing that.
Oh, you mean numbers, sir, that just randomly get called? And
yes,
people
sir.
Are in the middle of conversations?
People nowhere? At work on the phone. You're not talking into that phone thing, are you?
No, I just have the headset here on my head in case I am talking to someone.
Oh, see, I knew, Edward. I knew from the get-go. You are the kind of a person we need around here.
I knew before I came in today that I would have to pick up bread. I don't need
whoa,
my wife to
what?
Remind me.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what was that? Who are you talking
okay,
to?
Okay, so I need you to track that down, okay, Edward?
I'm going to figure Edward. That out.
I just think that you should pay attention to me and participate in this conversation we're in. If you don't have time to talk at work,
not
you should just tell me you don't have time to talk at work.
We'll certainly do that.
And
remember
to cut me in.
Droning
it's
sound
very frustrating.
Very
Edward, Edward,
here in
Edward, fine. Just remember
game.
Not to get bran
oh,
muffins.
You know what's good about the poker bread, game
no.
is if you win, you can then use the fact that you won
poker,
to
okay?
get favors later on, like
I
perhaps
how much
jobs for family members.
See, this is why I got you pegged. thinking ahead. Let's see if we can get one of the uppers involved in the game.
That's a good idea that I hadn't thought about. Maybe someone with a lot of power. The power to say, hire people.
I'm talking. It's gonna never end.
You two there! The muffins have arrived. Shipping dock two. Put down the ladles. Go help bring in the muffins.
I don't touch the muffins.
Bring in the muffins.
I don't want to bring in the
muffins. Take Macy. Macy, take Darcy, and go do muffins. Man, kids nowadays.
Macy, will you help me with the muffins, please?
Why is it that you can't just do muffins yourself?
They just skeeze me out.
Muffins.
Yes.
They're just muffins.
Well, maybe to you they are.
Yesterday, we unloaded cakes. Nothing. Pies before that. Nothing. Breakfast cereals. All good. Muffins, you can't do.
No, you just do them, will you? The faster we do it, the faster we can get back to ladling.
Oh, and I'm so desperate to get back to ladling.
You like it.
First day it's good because it makes that embarrassing sound when it hits the plastic tray. After that, it gets a bit old. Would you like more of the cream corn? Splorp. How about some mashed potatoes? Splat.
Yeah, but you like it when it splashes on the customers just a little bit.
Well, yeah, I do like it, because they're usually wearing such expensive clothing.
Oh,
you wanted to wear a fancy blouse to the museum? Well, here's a dry cleaning bill for you, you jerk.
They're so pretentious here. Ooh, but the staff is the worst.
Hey, girls, you gonna unload my truck? Please take your time. I don't want to drive back. I'm gonna have a smoke. Anyone want a smoke?
Nah, no thanks.
Oh, is that new oregano that's going around?
Yeah, oregano, yeah.
It's not oregano?
Okay, kids. I'm gonna be up in the truck. Take your time, okay?
No, really. I smoked some thyme last week, and then I heard that oregano was the new thing. What have I been doing?
Muffins aren't gonna unload themselves.
Just get the muffins.
All right. Look, Darcy. I've got a brand muffin. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna stand over here.
Oh, the brand muffin's getting close.
No, don't do. No, stop it. Macy.
Oh,
Macy.
No, no.
I don't like it.
I've got two brand muffins. Oh, no. I've got brand muffins for eyes.
No.
Oh, I see his brand.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Oh, get over yourself.
Oh, well, isn't there something that messes you up?
Well, like normal things, like drowning in the river, but I'm not like freaking out over something that my grandfather eats at breakfast with blueberries spread all across.
Well, I guess you're just perfect then. You have no problems, whatever.
Oh yeah, I got no problems whatsoever. I'm ladling food here at the stupid museum, so obviously I'm living in paradise.
So what are you going to do tonight after work?
I don't know. Probably throw things at a centurion. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I used to do that with my friend Paul all the time.
Used to? Oh, honey, it's the only thing that gets me through the week.
Yeah.
Citizen, stop what you're doing, splorp. It's like ladling, only it's like, it's usually a rock.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Nice work, girls. I heard you talking about
Some centurion chucking?
What? I don't know if you heard that.
I shouldn't tell you this, but I have a... I have a crate here of muffins that are so old, they're like rocks.
Wow. You see, I told you you shouldn't be afraid of bran muffins because sometimes they can be used as weapons against people or robots that annoy us.
Yeah, well, that is a pretty good use for them.
Closing up the truck. All right, girls, stay safe.
All right, take care.
Oh, wait a second. Was this the box of the bran muffins we're serving to people? Or is this the box of the ones that
are... Do you have those muffins yet?
Oh, yes, sir,
just
we've got...
Get the box right there, get it on the line!
Is it this one?
Just put it on, put it on!
All right, here we go, muffins.
Nice work, Darcy, I see you get over your muffin thing, finally.
Well, you know, with a little help from my friends.
That's sort of catchy, I don't know why.
So, it's okay. I mean, how many muffins do we sell in a day, really?
They're bran muffins. Nobody takes the bran muffins. They all want the chocolate. What's wrong?
My teeth!
Oh my gosh!
My teeth are broken!
Miss Simpson, I'm gonna take my break now.
Oh, why? I can't talk. I can't make a he sound anymore. My teeth are gone.
What happened to your teeth?
I can't say heath. I can't say heath.
Can I ladle something for you? Would you like me to ladle something?
Well, can you ladle into my back? I can't say heat. My heat broke, but it's
usually
hungry.
On a tray, but if you open... Oh, there you go.
Wait, that looks like it's steaming hot.
This is my worst day here. I just wanted to throw things at centurions. Darcy!
We return to the cave. Everything is frozen, and the gentle musical tones are slowly diminishing, and Loxton's finger reaches your forehead, and suddenly and unexpectedly, you see the location of the next key.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, with your Game Master Sean Howard, and players Carter Siddle, Michael Howey, and Marisa King. Dialogue editing by Michael Howey. Transcription by Michael Howey and Marisa King. Music and sound design by Eli Hamada McElvey. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Becky Arenavar and Ren. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get access to our trophy bonus material and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherfathers.com.
Okay, my parents are now my new favorite characters in the whole show.
Okay, so what was the...
I could just see the terror in Mike's eyes. What's my name?
What's your name, folks?
I had to ask the name after you couldn't remember your husband's name 5 seconds after I introduced him.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, people of Earth. My name is Shmo Brannigan. I have hacked into this RSS feed with a promotional feature for the Wizard Scroll podcast. Transcribing in 3, 2, 1.
Hold on, let me unfurl this Wizard Scroll real quick. Fire! When out of
Baba Booey
nowhere, 10 humongous scorpions had surrounded the campsite. Tails outstretched.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
As it says, what are you gonna get? I don't know what I want.
I'm gonna get the double, triple, lobster.
Oh, I'll take one too.
Two McLobsters.
As if on cue, the camera panned upwards,
directing everyone's attention towards the giant hot air balloon presently taking a pass over the stadium.
Holy mother of sassafras, it's Gargo the Destroyer! Leaping into the fray from 420 feet in the air without a parachute!
How are you liking those wizard flags, kids?
The Wizard Scroll is available on iTunes, Spotify, Audible, and wherever else fine podcasts are found. This concludes today's promotional feature.